Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchor man Paul Rasmussen. Big news of the day. The president signed the bill to release those Epstein files, and that's where we begin with CBS's Michael George.
This is not something. What started as a far-fetched push to make the Epstein files public has turned into reality in a matter of days. President Trump says he made good on his promise and signed the Jeffrey Epstein bill after months of fighting to keep the files from the public. Now the Justice Department has 1 month to comply, though legal experts say a new investigation could lead to some delays. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with more on this. So there's some speculation that President Trump's new Epstein investigation could be used to justify blocking the release of some of the files.
This new Epstein transparency law allows the Attorney General to withhold any information that could jeopardize ongoing investigations. Just last week, the DOJ launched one at Trump's request, raising questions of just how much. We'll see.
The clock is ticking on the release of files related to the government's investigation of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. One day after near unanimous House and Senate approval, late Wednesday, President Trump said he signed the bill requiring the DOJ to release documents within 30 days. In a lengthy post on social media, the president wrote, "This latest hoax will backfire on the Democrats."
I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, but you know who does have? Bill Clinton. Larry Summers.
President Trump has never been accused of or charged with any wrongdoing in connection to Epstein. Former President Bill Clinton also denies having any knowledge of Epstein's crimes. And there's no evidence of illegal conduct by former Clinton Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. But this week, Summers did announce he's stepping back from teaching at Harvard University and resigning from OpenAI's board after the House released dozens of messages between him and Epstein. President Trump has directed the Justice Department to investigate links between prominent Democrats and the former financier.
We will continue to follow the law with maximum transparency while protecting victims.
Former federal prosecutor Tom Dupree warns the investigation could halt the release of some documents.
The Attorney General does have the power to determine that certain documents, if released, would jeopardize an ongoing investigation.
We think every name should come out, everything.
Top congressional Democrats are pressing for the full, unredacted release of the files.
So what could actually end up being released? Potentially flight logs, witness interviews, any immunity deals in relation to Epstein? Obviously, all that would be not classified as well as not part of another investigation. All the while, President Trump is urging Republicans to refocus their messaging on what he sees as social and economic wins.
CBS's Jared Hill. So we wait 30 days at most, and then what? To everybody's point, we'll see what, if anything, really lightning, you know, some kind of lightning rod issue pops up.
I would imagine that there's a database of some kind regarding these files, and so perhaps people will be doing word searches right off the bat. You know, show me the documents that mention this name or that name, right?
So I'm curious, and we're going to ask a law professor about this coming up, is so they released the files, and in the report you heard that there may be some files they hold back because there might be active investigations. And then if that's the case, there'll be accusations they're doing that for a reason. But when they say release the files publicly, does that truly mean anybody will be able to read it anywhere?
Yes.
So
I assume that there'll be a portal of some kind to access that information.
I mean, it's an extraordinary amount of information,
too. Or the DOJ may put it, you know, in a routine location on a website that people will have to do a little digging to get at it. I'm not sure, but
the fact is, Jeffrey Epstein had enough money and influence many years ago, way back, to hold off being prosecuted for many years.
Well, actually, he was eventually prosecuted successfully in 2008 in Florida, and he pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl. That guilty plea did not result in much of any punishment, however.
Correct.
And he was able, I guess, through his vast network of rich contacts and his wealth and legal team, able to arrange things differently. But they had him in 2008.
And here we are, how many years later, and he's been gone for a few years, and then there's a lot of speculation of, did he take his own life, or did somebody assist in that to keep quiet?
This is a story, a case that is ripe for the speculators in conspiracy theories, and there's been no shortage of them.
So after people sort through these documents, we'll see what happens, and then something else will come up that'll be completely unrelated to the Epstein files.
Right. Isn't that always the case?
At 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Cannonball.
Yep. What a name, huh?
Oh, yeah. They used to have quite a stable of, for the city and the county, mounted police. And that's obviously gone by the wayside, but not completely.
18 right? years of service. It's a great story.
When they're on horseback, and they can be very intimidating. You know, if you're walking, and that's why they use them for crowd control so often. Easy boy. Hey, there's a ranch for sale in Texas, which comes with its own treasure hunt. 1,300 acres, two houses, and the listing also says the area served as a campsite for Spanish soldiers and could be littered with buried gold and coins. What a marketing genius move, right? You're trying to sell your house and your ranch, and you just say, hey, there might be buried treasure. Don't you think somebody would have looked into that at some point if they owned it?
At this point, people have to start searching their way more often.
You need $10 million, by the way, to buy the property.
Yeah. Well,
I got buried treasure?
Right.
Let me look for the treasure first, and if I find it, I'll buy it. Fair enough?
Yeah,
fair
so enough. What they call that is rooting around.
Who's out? Hey, who's out in the yard rooting around? Did you ever see those guys that have those like mine detectors along the beach? And they're scanning the beach looking for treasure?
Trinkets, yeah.
What could they possibly find?
You'd be amazed at what they do find. They have to invest a fair amount of time doing it. But
yeah, it's just
rings, watches, money.
You know what I thought?
Yeah,
they probably do
find things.
I see them on the beach and they're walking around with the mine detector. And you're thinking, this guy's trying to get away from his wife. He's got headphones on. It's like, honey, I'm looking for buried treasure. Okay, go ahead. And he's out there all day going, getting a suntan. We are going to talk to a mom and her son about a bear attack. Is this the same one, the black bear, that chased an 11-year-old into a Family Dollar store?
Yes, it is.
How's that for a while?
It's made national news. Mm-hmm. So the boy was outside. The bear charged him. So he ran into the Family Dollar store
And at the moment, the bear jumped over the counter, caught on surveillance video. The boy and the cashier escaped to a car, waited 10 minutes for the bear to finish shopping.
Oh, my God.
and left the store. Oh. Wildlife officials say bears are on the prowl for pre-winter snacks.
Yeah, they got to load up. They're carving up for their little nap there.
Yeah, did you ever see a bear emerge? They've had videos from hibernation. They look all shrunken up and their fur's all jacked. Looks like someone, you know.
It's a bad hair day, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a really bad hair day. So in just a few minutes, we're going to get the details of the story. Can you imagine an 11-year-old boy? And the thing about black bears, though, is for the most part, they're pretty docile. They don't necessarily attack people unless it's a mama bear with cubs.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Just to defend. They're not like a grizzly bear. They're not flesh eaters.
No, they're not real carnivores. Yeah, they like sweet things and fruit.
I've been in the same house for 30 years, and one time there was a black bear that walked through the backyard. And I happened to have the video. My neighbor took it, and it was within 20 feet of my door. Imagine?
What was your reaction?
I'm like, oh. I'm thinking the same thing. I saw the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio called The Revenant.
Oh, boy.
Oh, The Revenant?
Or Revenant, whatever.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I just recently
saw that.
That
was so bloody and violent, I never could watch it.
He gets attacked by a grizzly.
Oh, my God. That's the craziest scene I have ever seen in my life.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting it.
No.
I was sitting watching that movie, downing some popcorn, and all of a sudden this bear attacks. It was so realistic.
That's where
the popcorn eating stopped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this reminded me of my wife's obsession with Walking Dead, because all you heard was...
Yeah. Wait, then... Well, you know what? I won't say it. Then he... like cocoons himself in the fur of the bear.
To survive the winter.
Okay.
Now, he was pretty hacked up. He got in some kind of carcass.
It's a really gross but amazing. I mean, he deserved every bit of that. He won an Oscar for that, right?
I believe you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he deserved every bit of that. That movie is wild.
But black bears don't do that typically. But we're going to talk to this young man and his mom, right?
Yes.
Coming up here after the news at the bottom of the hour, after you hear about Blazing Saddles.
And I think Dollar General could not possibly have gotten a bigger splash for free than this particular story.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I mean, their name has been repeated over and over and over again.
He ran into Dollar General.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And bought some bear spray for $1. That would have been a little better story. Meanwhile, if it feels like daycare costs more than your mortgage, you are right. A new study from LendingTree finds that childcare is 85% of American cities cost more than their rent. We're talking about Omaha, Nebraska, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Buffalo, New York. They have the highest cost of childcare compared to rent in the country.
I wonder why.
Prices have gone up 30% for daycare since 2020, basically since the pandemic. Experts say there's a shortage of early education workers. Lots of parents don't live near family, so they need to pay for help. And it's really expensive because there's supply and demand, a shortage of people to do that kind of work. Any other good news? I should have just stuck with a bear story. So we have a horse story, a bear story, and then Dr. Mike will join us next hour.
Yes, it's going to be a rather furry Thursday.
Well, you know, it is World Philosophy Day. I think, therefore I am. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and we welcome a young man, very brave young man, named Cole, and his mom, Morgan. Join us on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. But this young man is a TikTok sensation due to an encounter with a black bear in Markleysburg in Fayette County. Cole, Morgan, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, I can't imagine being in your shoes at age 11. So you're outside the Family Dollar. Wait for your dad, right? And then that's when you turned and saw this bear coming at you. Tell us what happened.
So I walked outside because in there, my dad doesn't have good service on his phone from the metal roof. So when I walked outside to go and see him, he didn't see the bear or hear it, and the bear didn't see or hear him. But whenever I walked outside, the bear seen me and heard me. Then it started chasing me in the store. And when it chased me in the store, I went left and the bear went straight. And my dad was like starting to like run in there to like try and get us out. But then he realized the bear went to the back. So he was trying to get us out of there, but we couldn't hear him or anything. And then the bear went over by the dog food, done like two or three laps, while me and the cashier were standing up on the counter. And then the bear went back to the back.
He was distracted.
Yeah. When he went to the back, we went outside. I got in my dad's truck. And the lady got in her car, and then she was on the phone with 911 at the time. And then after that, like, the bear ran out of the store while we were in her cars.
So the bear left the store on its own. Nobody had to go try to get the bear out of the Family Dollar, right?
No.
And you said, as I understand, that that bear was so close to you. It was like a foot behind you at one point. I can't imagine what you were thinking at that time.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind?
I was kind of scared. I just like, I got to get away from this bear.
Kind of scared. That bear's 300 pounds. And mom, when you heard this story, you're probably thinking, what in the world? A little trip to Family Dollar turns into some kind of wildlife adventure.
Yeah, I didn't stop shaking for like a day and a half. And honestly, thank God he was with his dad and not me, because his dad's been raked over the coals online for, you know, I know that the news can't air everything, every part of an interview or whatever. And, but his dad did the right thing. And, you know, he stayed calm. You never know what you're going to do. I mean, that was a matter of a couple of seconds that that happened. But the entrance to the Family Dollar, it's a name. I mean, there bears can walk in. So it's a neighborhood kind of store. It's not like a shopping plaza. So he parked right in front of the door And Cole was maybe 15, 20 feet away at the entrance waiting for him to come in. And he was on his phone and he said he put his head down and he just saw Cole running and he picked his head up. And that's when he saw that the bear had gone straight and Cole had like juked left to the counter. And, you know, he stayed calm and he stayed where the, like, there's big glass windows in front of the store and everything. So he had a better view outside of where the bear was than Cole and the cashier. You know, the aisles and the shelves were blocking their view. So they didn't know. I mean, the bear could have been right around the corner when they tried to hop down and you don't know what's going to happen. So he did. He stayed calm and he guided them out. He told them when the bear was distracted, come on. He got them outside. And, tell them how the bear got out of the store.
Like, it went past the, when it went past the doors the first two times, it, like, jumped past and, like, it ran. But then the third time, like, they opened and he stopped and he stepped back. But then he realized that they were staying open. So then he ran out the first one, then the second one, then he just...
He figured out the auto doors. On his own.
Wow, what an incredible story. But millions of people have seen this, as you know, Morgan and Cole. And as you know, in social media, there's always people that are weighing in. When you're saying raked over the coals, your husband's taking heat. But why?
I think that it just wasn't explained. They just said on the news, you know, he was waiting, asked his dad what was taking so long. And then that was the only mention of him, but yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's nobody's fault. It just wasn't mentioned. So I think that when Cole was doing his interview first time, he was, you know, I mean, he's a kid and that happened to him. So I can't imagine like trying to retell that story for everybody if it was me, but yeah, I think personally I would have made the situation so much worse, if not deadly, because I know that if I would have seen that, I would have went like yelling, screaming, running, agitating the bear more, and I would have been no help anyway. So, you know, his dad really did do the right thing. Thank God that he was with him. So,
well, Cole, there's
know, a, yeah, the internet's going to be
dead. Yeah, don't listen to everything that people say on the internet. This good and bad, but it's an incredible story. And there's an old saying, Cole, some days the bear gets you and some days you get the bear. In this case, I'm glad the bear didn't get you. right, Mom?
I think that day was kind of neutral because yeah. He got neither of them because right. He didn't get me and I didn't get him.
Yeah. I think he was just as confused as you were. Like, that's what I think. I don't know, but that was my opinion.
That's a great way to look at it, Cole. So I'm sure you're kind of a celebrity now in school and in town for a while, so we're glad you're safe first and foremost and appreciate you taking time for us. Morgan, thank you. And Cole, way to go, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. What grade are you in, by the way?
Six.
Okay, with stories to tell. Thank you both. Appreciate
it. Plays football. And he got a touchdown last week, and he outran a bear this weekend. So, like, thank God he's fast, you know?
You're on a roll. All right, Cole. Thank you both. Thanks, Mom. Bye. Wow, what a story here, and you heard it on the Big K Morning Show.
To release the Epstein files, but Pittsburgh attorney Phil DeLucente tells us anyone hoping for a smoking gun will be disappointed since these files have already been reviewed by the DOJ under two administrations.
What I mean by that is if there were people that should have been prosecuted, trust me, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, they would have been prosecuted.
And that's probably the takeaway that people don't want to hear. They want to assume that there's some more salacious stuff. We'll see what happens.
Independence Health Systems hospitals, including Butler Memorial, are going to merge with the WVU Health System in 2026, another big consolidation.
And we've become used to these as healthcare around the region has changed. The landscape continues to change.
Well, Allegheny Health Network pulled Heritage Valley Hospitals. They're doing that this year. UPMC absorbing Washington Health System in 2024. And in 2023, it was Independence was formed by a merger of Accella and Butler Health.
Yes, and for those that don't know, the West Virginia health system. This is the entire state.
It's a big one.
And they're reaching in. There are five hospitals and a lot of, you know, outsourcing clinics around the region.
And then their physicians groups as well, all of the doctors.
So it's a big deal for regional healthcare.
Aaron Rodgers says he'll practice today, telling reporters what he's been doing about that broken left wrist.
A lot of rehab. Was thankful to get to work with Gabe and just focus on rehab for a day. I'm trying to get back on the field tomorrow and see what I can do.
So it is his left wrist. He is right-handed. However, taking snaps certainly under center is one concern.
And then falling down and putting your left arm out to brace your, you know, right?
Well, I believe I saw the play where he injured it. He was falling backwards on his hand, his left hand, mm-hmm. in his wrist. So he has a break, but it didn't require surgery. And he's saying he's rehabbing. I'm like, how do you rehab 3 days in with a broken wrist? But
yeah, right.
They're going to tape him up, I guess, and put a brace on it and see if he can play like that. If not, it'll be Mason Rudolph.
So that's kind of a dry run for the brace today to see how it works.
Correct.
Okay.
So, and a big game for the Steelers in Chicago. The Bears are streaking, speaking of Bears.
Yeah, they're playing well. The Steelers don't have a good record at Soldier Field, but guess who does?
Aaron Rodgers. Bears are 7-3, Steelers 6-4, but it would go a long way to be able to beat them on the road because they come home next week and face the Buffalo Bills for a 4:25 kick. That's on the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.